Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. Dance is perhaps the cruelest art form. The physical toll on the body is immense, and most professional dancers who probably started dance classes in elementary school have to begin second careers by their early 30s. But why should expressive and artistic movement be limited to the young?
Simone Ferro is the chair of the dance department at UWM. Deb Lowen is the artistic director of Wild Space Dance Company, and Beth Corning is the artistic director of Pittsburgh's Corning Works and its Glue Factory project. All are choreographers, but all are still dancers as well. And it's as dancers they'll take the stage with three others to present an evening of movement this weekend that they call Dancing on the Ceiling, solo performances by women of a certain age.
We got Beth Corning on the phone, and Deb Lowen and Simone Ferro joined us in the studio, with Ferro beginning by explaining how the project came together.
We started in 2014 when I approached Sarah Hook, who is a colleague of ours from Urbana-Champaign. And Sarah and I were talking about bodies on the stage and how exposed we feel when we needed to perform, especially after a certain age. And the phenomenon of the merciless impact of being administrators and company directors and not having the time, that precious time, to be on the studio and find that jewel that is going back to your body, to something that you know and you knew very much for years. And I said to Sarah, do you think that we can do a concert with only mature women? And Sarah was very excited. And we are talking 2014, so injuries, surgeries, and sabbaticals. So it took us to fall 2016, when I approached a big group of young-minded choreographers and beautiful movers to join this project. And here we are in Milwaukee.
I love the idea, because celebrating how our bodies move as we get older is something that just doesn't seem to happen, particularly for women. We're all supposed to be perpetually young. Mm-hmm. So the idea that, you know, your body may not do what it does when it's 20, but it's still beautiful to watch.
Well, we also bring a certain experience. I mean, all of us combined, what is over 200 years experience, if you add up the years that all of us have been in the field working, I think that says a lot in and of itself. But when we were touring to the University of Iowa in Iowa City, and in that context, we talked in a panel, and it was very interesting because we were learning while we were talking to the students about one another and this cross-section of history over time. So this actually shifted and expanded for me to a very different kind of experience, where it wasn't just about being on stage, but it was spending time with colleagues in a very wonderful and very personal and intimate way. It just is encouraging because one of our colleagues, Sarah Hook, said, dancing on stage at our age is really a political act. And when I heard that stated in that way to a group of 200 students, I just thought, okay, let's think about that and think about how we marginalize older women throughout our culture. And it just gave me pause to kind of think that there's a bigger issue that we're addressing besides just the performance.
Beth, do you think it's a political act?
Well, you know, I found myself smiling when Sarah said that, and I totally agree with Deb. I mean, when we were all, you know, we all have known about each other. Some of us know each other. Some of us have never met, but we know of each other. And so on that level, it was very exciting. For me, I have since 2000 been doing this thing called the Glue Factory Project, which is for internationally and nationally renowned performers over the age of 40, which in the dance world is old, hey? And for me, when I started it, when I was 40-ish, the reality was that it never seemed political to me, but rather I wanted to work with people my own age. I was running a company with people who suddenly were half my age, which was astounding to me. And so it was a very selfish process. And unlike the women who I'm working with, I've been on stage consistently for 40 years. So for me, it's not a political act. Or I never looked at it that way. To me, it was just like, oh, good, I'm working with people who I see them as better than me. So I'm always sort of skiing down behind someone who's better. And so when Sarah said that, I sort of, you know, the world stopped turning. I looked at her and I thought, I'm doing something political. and so I marvel at that comment. And I do think on some level it's true, not as much as perhaps it used to be, because I think that people are sort of accepting, or maybe it's just me, you know, I mean, I you know, we all live in our own bubbles, and perhaps that's mine. I'm not used to being around young dancers or young performers anymore. So for me to be on stage with this group of particular women, I look at it as, oh my God, look at these really beautiful dancers. I don't marvel so much at what they're doing in a sense that, oh, you shouldn't be doing this at our age, but rather, wow, you really are stunning. So for me, it's not a surprise. I mean, when Simone sort of suggested doing this, it was like, yeah, okay, what's new? But wow, look at this group of women, and this is sort of really interesting to be part of, and I'm very honored to be part of it. So in that way, it's just great fun. And the reality is, I think one thing that I always quote for people who are not used to seeing this is that Mikhail Brishnikov, who I think most listeners will know who that is, made a comment recently. He said the work that he's doing now, he would never want to see a 21-year-old do or a 20-year-old dancer do. They just couldn't carry it off the same way. And the reason why I wanted to work with people my own age was because the level of subtlety and nuance that a seasoned body can bring is, to me, breathtaking. And even as a young dancer, I would look at what I thought were old dancers in their 40 and not realize that they were old, but look at them and think, oh, you're beautiful. The depth and layers of life experience are really what we're looking at, not how high they can jeté and not how fast they can turn. That becomes, to me, more athletics than art.
And I think that there is an aspect that when you arrive at this point of one's career, we don't hide the vulnerability.
Right.
I think that is very important to detect that point of a very humbling approaching the stage of being and sharing a very vulnerable aspect of yourself, which when you are younger is the last thing that you want to show. Because there is the power of youth, and you put that as the last thing you want to reveal. So I think that going and interacting with these incredible women on the stage is an act of revealing that subtlety of a training of a maturity and a life experience that is so unique. And vibrant at the same time, mm-hmm. that reveals that aspect of vulnerability of life.
Well, I also think that when you're a young dancer, you cannot imagine, you don't think about counting the number of performances you have ahead of you, what your path might be. At my age, I know that that's a finite number. I see it. There will be a time when I will not do this. And that's quantifiable, and that's what makes, I think, what we do very very vulnerable, as Simone said, and important. I used to dance a lot more often with my company, but they got younger and younger, and I got older and older. Gosh, how did that happen? And then it just felt that there were other things that I was looking at when I was working with them, and then what it took for me to join them, I felt there was a disconnect, that wasn't. I either had to be a soloist against them or find some vehicle within the piece that felt artificial.
Yeah, outside. The character role.
Yeah, outside of myself. And I'm just going to let that go. I love to dance. I love to improvise. I love to create work. And this project has put me back in the studio all by myself. And I had to learn how to like being there with myself.
Mm-hmm. Did it take a while to feel
comfortable?
Did.
It felt, I'm a nervous performer. I always have been. I was determined. I was not going to, you know, you don't say no to Simone. I'm just saying, right?
Wow.
I don't say no to Simone.
Oh,
I mean that in the best of ways. I trust your ideas and I trust your vision for this. So it was, you know, it was a I was happy to be invited, and it's really been fun.
So other than the three of you, how many more are part of this?
So we have three other performers. We have Charlotte Adams, who is a professor at University of Iowa. We have Sarah Hook, that is at University of Illinois Champaign-Urbana. And we have Li Chaoping, that is at UW-Madison, that is are going to join us.
The thing that I think is really interesting, though, is that everybody but me is associated with a university. But I think what keeps sort of being, for me, from my side of the lights, one can say, that all of the artists involved, and I need to make certain that that is really clear, these are women who have come from, except for Deb, who's not, does adjunct, I think, right, Deb?
Right.
Really have come from very distinctive professional careers. I mean, really successful performing careers, and in some cases, choreographic careers. So I think it's sort of interesting. I forget who it was. I guess Charlotte introduced us when we were in Iowa. And I remember sort of listening to these introductions going, gee, I don't know any of them via their academic accolades. Except maybe Simone, perhaps, but I also know of her professional career. So, you know, Sarah Hook, no, she's not an academician. I remember her with, you know, XYZ companies. And Deb's not, no, she's not with that. She has her company. So it's really interesting how the perspectives from where we introduce ourselves from and how we identify ourselves. And to me, these are extraordinary women with extraordinary careers, and have been part of the dance field as performers with some of the most amazing artists in the field.
Oh, I was going to say, the other thing that's fascinating is you all come from particular disciplines within dance. I mean, they overlap, but you all bring in lots of different ways to approach movement. So how does that work in rehearsal?
Well, we're all doing solos. So there's, and that's lovely because the distinction is so clear. The Beth's work is theatrical in the most wonderful and surprising ways. And Simone is doing a piece that was set on her by one of her former students and actually also a dancer who's danced with Wild Space. And that's a pure movement piece. And my piece, I don't even know how to describe my lecture demonstration piece about uncertainty. I don't know what Chaoping is going to be bringing, but Charlotte has a piece in a bathtub. Sarah has a piece that's about fortitude, I think, and relentlessness of being in charge and moving forwards at her. And it's a very, very unusual, striking kind of piece. But all of these works, we didn't, you know, we just sat in rehearsal when we first saw each other's pieces and just were like dumbfounded, like, how amazing is that? So there was not any discussion ahead of time as to how do we, these pieces even fit together. That was not the concern. We just trusted that that was going to happen.
Is there some idea that you will work on pieces with each other in the future?
There you go. Simone?
We have a new idea coming up. No, absolutely. I think that this is, to be honest, when I cast the net for performers, that was larger than this pool, but of incredible women. But this group seems so special together that I'm positive that new opportunities will arise from this. I'm positive.
And all of the people who are coming in are all teaching a master classes at UWM. So the students are really benefiting in a wonderful way. People are teaching composition and technique and improvisation. And we're having a panel discussion with them about careers. And wow, why would you not want to talk to these five or six people who've been doing it, each of them, for 30 to 40 years?
And are still working.
And are still working.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Look, you don't have to quit at 30.
Right.
Indeed.
Yes. And please don't. Please
right.
don't.
Right, please don't.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I am so looking forward to seeing this on stage. Ladies, thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Simone Ferro, Deb Lowen, and Beth Corning are three of the six dancers in Dancing on the Ceiling, solo performances by women of a certain age. The two performances will take place this weekend at Studio 254 on the campus of UWM.